next to the product customization for unique businesses. So I'm going to ask both of you, we had an extremely unique client this year in the perishable goods business that required more customization than we typically see. Why is that?
Well, I'll start with this, that customization is a dirty word in the ERP industry.
Right.
It is something where typically in the past, platforms have been so hard to customize. So much money is involved with customizing them. Then once you build it, it's so hard to maintain.
That's right.
So that's kind of the world we're playing in with customization. It's starting to get a little bit better. But for this particular client, and what was going on with them is they just have unique business processes. They do not fit into standard business processes. Your standard order to cash, build, design to build, all of those things. It doesn't necessarily fit every business. At a big, high level, it can, vaguely.
Yeah.
But when you have a very, very unique business, you have to change the boundaries, change the rules, change the flows. And that can be very difficult. So perishable goods, there's different factors. There's expirations. There's, you know, demand. Do we have the right demand? Do we have the right piece? Maybe it's unique. Maybe it's not. And so these factors that we've come to think of in an ERP as stable and unchanging become malleable. They become dynamic. And you have to build around them.
Yep.
Now, in the past, that would have been Don't try to get us out of the box ERP. It's not a packaged app. You're just going to build it from the ground up. It's a custom app. Now we're starting to get to the point to where that framework has been built out enough to at least get the majority of the functions to twist them, change them, rearrange them until where they can fit 80, 90% of it. Then you still have that 10% you have to customize or personalize. Sometimes you can call it personalized, but it depends on the platform because they've built the platforms in a way where you can do that. So that's a little bit of a summary on it, but we can definitely go into other aspects.
Yeah. Sean, what's it really like to tackle a project that has customizations? Well, we know you're saying the t-shirt that
no customizations.
Yes, yes.
All right. So this isn't no holds barred. This is like the terror, right?
Right.
Okay. So it's time to get real, y'all.
The ugly truth, as we say.
You're going to customize. I don't care what anybody says. There's always customization in every project.
Yeah.
And it's true. Quentin, you said it perfectly, right? That, I mean, you're on packaged apps. They're not built for you. And then you start using the packaged app or testing it and your users, oh, well, that's not how we work. Oh, I better watch my language. Oh my goodness. Right. I almost went a little too raw.
Oh my gosh.
Like, no kidding. We'll just say that, right?
Right.
Like, oh wow, it's not built for us. Yes, it's not. But is it 80, 90% there, right? So that last 5, 10%, whatever that number is, 15%, 20%, you're going to customize. And every package, if I think about all the packages that we work in, all of them have a framework that you can customize.
Yeah.
Now, the salespeople are like pounded on to say, don't ever tell a customer they have to do a customization. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But the poor solutions consultants who are more like the people in the middle who actually know the apps better. And then they're like talking to the customer and they hear the customer say something. Oh, well, then it should do this, right?
And
solutions consultants say, yeah, with a little bit of configuration.
Right. Yes. Right? Yes.
Or customization. You know, they try to, you know, the Zoom goes black all of a sudden and then they come back on.
Right.
Like, but all of these apps are set up to do that because that last mile, that last 10% or whatever it is, a customization can make a huge difference in terms of business value.
Yeah. Right?
You can do, we had a big client that was customizing their billing system. And if they did it right, they weren't going to have to hire like 20 more people as they grew. And that's a lot of resources or put the people towards something more valuable, right? Because they could customize the way the billing worked in this particular application for them. So the business value is there, but you're going to customize. That's the first thing I'd say.
Yeah. Well, I know that you and I covered this in one of our previous calls that a company can customize to their needs, but then they go to do an upgrade and then they lose those customizations. Yeah. Is that something that a company should consider?
Let me talk to that because we've dealt with a lot of these situations, and I'm going to weave in kind of how cloud fits into that. So an application that is continuously being improved is a good thing. Mm-hmm. We can all agree on that, right? Like every quarter we come out with a minor release. Every 6 months there's a major release, whatever. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. More functionality being built in, more security, you know, vulnerabilities being handled, bugs being fixed, et cetera. That's really, really good. And the easiest way to deploy new software is through cloud.
Right.
You know, if your server's over in the corner and it's got your software on it, the producer, manufacturer can't really get to that very easily. They got to send you, they used to send CDs out, like when I was at JD Edwards, right?
Gosh,
and the
right?
person would have to go in and put it in and do all that. But now what the cloud vendors do is they basically sort of take your instance of their software, put it into a sandbox or a testing environment. And then they apply all the changes and they say, go test it. Hmm. And that's actually pretty good, right? Because if you have, if you accept responsibility for having this app that you're paying a ton of money for, then you test it, you make sure it looks good. Regression testing, it's called. Does what we used to do before work the way it should be in the new environment? Yes. Good. Okay. Then let's move those new changes to production. Go. Now, the reality is with some cloud vendors, you don't have a choice. It's going to be upgraded to the new version. Other cloud vendors, it's not. You can stay on the old version, right? And especially in industries like FDA, life sciences, medical device manufacturer, pharmaceutical companies that have to validate that their software does what the FDA requires, means you have to go through this validation process anytime there's a major change on your software. Now, I would contend that you have these customizations in your software. You should do the regression testing every time you have a major update. And that's why these companies that were that are calling us now are calling us, because they didn't do that in the first place.
Interesting.
And I mean, I get it. I own a business. I mean, we have clients that are, you know, 500 million, 750 million, a billion, whatever, even, you know, 100 million or 10 million, the problems and changes and all the challenges that these organizations have are just mammoth. And so this little one over here of, you know, update the software, it's going to break if you update it, or you're going to have to fix it, or go put the money over in the new equipment, or go out for that clinical trial that we're trying to do, or whatever it is that they're going to put their money in, they're going to do that over upgrading the software. But don't do that anymore.
No.
Just stop it. You don't have to do that, right? These deployments are better now to where it's really true that you can do the regression testing as you go. You know, there's some vendors like DCOM is one that does offer the ability to not upgrade and you can just stay on your own path, right? I don't think that's right.
No.
I don't. Now, we have a client that they were like, I love that. That's amazing for me. Okay, good. You know, whereas other customers like a Workday, you get everything. It's a pure SaaS multi-tenant software as a service application where everybody gets the same instance of the software. And there's different configurations and things that are turned on and off. You don't have to use it all. Mostly turned off, right? So there's different deployments. But when you have customizations, please hire somebody.
Money.
Like, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, and they're not going to be inexpensive. But you're going to need somebody that can maintain the customizations and your app in perpetuity, because your entire business is running off that.
Well, in the long run, it's worth it, right?
It is. I just don't think folks understand this, right? They think, oh, if I customize the software, I'm done with it. I can move on. And it's like having a child. Like, you don't just leave the child in the corner.
Right.
Like, someone's got to take care of them.
Once they can walk and talk and feed themselves,
right?
They're
on their own, right? Yeah. I tried that. That didn't work for them all.
The house might burn down if you leave the child alone with matches.
That's right.
Well, that's what customization is, that you don't update.
That's right. Don't leave them alone. Have somebody who knows what they're doing who can help through that process, and you're totally fine.
Yeah.
And the value is there. And you'll more than pay for that extra person with having customizations that, again, eliminate future hires or automate processes. You can get orders through or throughput faster in manufacturing or have better project life cycle or whatever. It's definitely worth it. Just be smart about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, let me ask you this. So speaking of the different application types like cloud, what does an organization look for from their ERP when they go into a project knowing they're going to require a significant amount of customization?
A flexible platform that can easily change. So you have base functionality. What's happened in the past is that you had to have specialists, developers, programmers, people that knew that particular platform in depth in order to do customizations. As we've developed more technology, better technology, we've managed to build the ability into the platforms to do those customizations much more easily. Mm-hmm. And so when you're looking and you know you're going to have customizations, it's one of those things where you need to look at technology forward platforms that have mm-hmm. built a solid foundation and have a framework where you can customize easily, mm-hmm. where there's the base processes for each of the areas that you need. And then you can build a little something on top of that. Mm-hmm. And that it doesn't force you to spend a ton of development dollars in getting a special resource to do it. Obviously, you can go to your partner, mm-hmm. but it's something where you can do it quickly and easily versus, you know, that's going to be 6 months to develop that customization. Yeah. And maybe you can do it in 2 or 3 weeks versus 6 months. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're looking for. And there are different platforms. They have different strengths. And a lot of the time, also, these customizations may have already been built. It's not a part of the core platform, but there mm-hmm. are partners out there that have built customizations. So you don't have to start from the ground up necessarily.
Right.
So depending upon the area you're customizing, the vertical, you know, whatever it is, you can look mm-hmm. at the right partners who have potentially already built the customization and then tweak it a little bit to fit it into place.
Q, I'm thinking of two customers you specifically had, one in the Springs and one in Montana.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And both of those customers, when we did the selection, we looked at the technology platform and the apps themselves to give us functionality out of the box as much as possible for things like accounting that's been solved before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just talk a little bit about how they leverage the platform to do other things too, like some of those customizations.
So say in the case of one up north in Montana, they were just doing things that don't exist in a typical ERP. They had actually built their own entire custom platform mm-hmm. for it. And then they had gotten some best of breed applications to fill gaps, as is typical. Mm-hmm. They had a solid accounting system, ERP. Mm-hmm. But when it came down to it, when we were looking for how do we upgrade them? How do we get them to the next phase of evolution, improve their business, let them grow? We had to look at that from so many different angles, like which platforms can do what you're looking for in the first place? Where are gaps? Once we've identified those gaps, can we fill them with customization? How much customization? How deeply customized? Mm-hmm. Is there something that we can bolt in that will do the vast majority of that? And then we just have to customize this much.
Right.
And for that one, we found that by and large, we could get by with leaving that custom built part already mm-hmm. there, integrating it and doing a few changes based on the platform that they could go to, rather than having to rebuild the entire structure. That's right. To do that. There are a few other areas where we were able to take some, what I would call shortcuts, mm-hmm. because functionality already exists. Someone had already built a customization to do certain functions that with a little tweaking could happen. And the hardest part of that is proving it mm-hmm. before you buy it. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that is a typical kind of gotcha is mm-hmm. it's very hard to show what a customization is going to do because right. it's not built.
That's right.
And
that's
you right. have to vet the resources, the experience, and all of that to get to that endpoint. So that was one case. Mm-hmm. The other case is just a business that is so unique that there's one or two apps out there that yeah. even do it. So you have to then pick that business mm-hmm. apart and go, what is a standard process within the business? Look for any areas where there is standard process and then go, okay, can we even fit this into a model with customization that mm-hmm. will work? Turns out that some of it you can, and the rest you really might have to build from the ground up. When it's that diverse, you then just have to go to a platform that can do as much as you can
right.
and talks to other things well. Integrates, has APIs, is advanced. Mm-hmm. And then work with a good company to make that custom functionality.
Again, that's it's right. knowing your needs, right?
There you go.
It right? is. It's knowing your yep. needs and then making sure that the vendors can meet them.
That's right.
And then you that's can right. head towards success of actually creating them.
Yeah. I think you probably saved everybody on this call $50,000 in what you just said.
Oh, like, good.
So valuable.
There yeah. we go. That's why we do this.
That's it.
Right? Yep. So we recently talked about implementation best practices and the pitfalls associated with customization. So when is it okay to stray from best practices?
Yeah, it really is, quickly on just three things. The first one is there's business benefit to just do it, mm-hmm. do it, right? The second is you got people that can support it, fine. And then the third comes down to kind of looking at the overall ecosystem, like what's this impact going to really be? So if you can sort of look at this, I think all of our stuff that we talk about has the same messaging around knowing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Don't go in assuming that someone's going to tell you what to do. Like, you really need to know. And if you can look across those three variables, mm-hmm. it's obvious.
Yeah.
It's always obvious. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, again, we could devote more time to this topic, but thanks for sharing that. Appreciate it. So.